from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulfido. We begin in the Central Valley, home to a disease caused by fungus found in the soil. It's called Valley Fever, and we're seeing more cases in Bakersfield. Here's KQED's Vanessa Roncagno.
This summer, Dr. Royce Johnson started seeing more cases of Valley Fever than he was used to. A lot more. And many of them serious.
In 1 week, I saw two women that had meningitis. Sometimes we go a year without seeing more than two people with meningitis.
Meningitis is one of the most severe forms a Valley Fever infection can take, and it can lead to death. In the last month or so, two people have died of the disease at Kern Medical, where Johnson is chief of infectious medicine.
Yeah, it's bad.
He says weather is probably a big factor. Dry years, followed by rain, can create conditions where Valley Fever fungus thrives. County health officials couldn't immediately be reached for comment, but local news outlets are reporting that in the first 6 months of the year, there were about 900 cases of Valley Fever. There have been spikes in the past. 1 year in the 90s, Johnson says, Kern County saw over 3,000 cases. He doesn't expect to see quite that many this year, but, he says,
the story is not entirely written.
He says the disease has gotten more attention in recent years, but that more money is needed for research. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno in Fresno.
On Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump claimed in a series of lunchtime tweets that he lost the popular vote because of, quote, millions of people who voted illegally, including in California. Like so many of Trump's claims, this contradicts his earlier comments that the election went smoothly and he accepts the results. And like so many of his claims, this one also appears to be completely unsupported by facts. California's Secretary of State Alex Padilla says there is no evidence of any voter fraud and called the statement baseless. Now, these types of fictional but emotional statements played a big role in getting Trump's California supporters fired up during the election. But with the contest over, what are those supporters going to do now? Here's KPCC's Mary Plummer.
Gayla Caprice Cruz and a few of her fellow Trump campaign volunteers are at the Valencia Mall in Santa Clarita. It's already decked out with candy canes and a giant Christmas tree.
Rocking around Christmas tree.
For months, Cruz coordinated the president-elect's campaign volunteers in northern Los Angeles County. Her days were a whirlwind, and then came Trump's stunning win.
Going from coordinating and mobilizing people and emailing and doing Facebooks to, hey, after Election Day, it's over. It's kind of been a letdown.
Before Trump, Cruz had no party affiliation. She felt fed up with politics. But she liked Trump's promise to bring back jobs and get tough on immigration. Even in deep blue California, Cruz wanted to carry his banner. Now, with Trump's election, she and her volunteers are weighing the future.
I know there's a lot of people in San Fernando Valley, Santa Clarita, and Antelope Valley that want to keep this effort going, so we're all applying ourselves where we can to stay involved.
Cruz has joined a GOP women's group, and she has ambitions to help shape the party's future. She'd like to see the party broaden its reach to millennials and people not registered as Republicans. But not everyone thinks embracing Trump's message will elevate Republicans in California.
The situation for Republicans is as grim in California as it is bright outside the state.
That's Jack Pitney, professor of government at Claremont McKenna College. He says California voters rejected Trump's brand of Republicanism, and he thinks the state party could be hurt, not helped, by embracing Trump's message.
It's really hard to see how Republicans in California are going to do better by embracing the philosophy that Californians rejected so decisively in the 2016 election.
Down in Long Beach, I meet with longtime Republican and Trump supporter Bill Thomas.
This is our front yard. Have a few signs out here. We've got a Trump sign.
In this heavily Democratic neighborhood, Thomas says he and his wife Shirley have had their Trump sign stolen three times. This latest one has lasted about 5 weeks. Thomas and other local Republicans want to build on Trump's victory and, quote, make California great again. Thomas plans to educate Trump backers on the party's conservative values and encourage them to stay involved.
I'm looking into the future and saying if we want to get California more conservative again, then we need this kind of support and enthusiasm.
He has his eyes on the 2018 election, when Republicans hope to make gains in the Democratic-controlled state legislature and solidify the Republican hold on Congress. His wife, Shirley? Well, she wants to see the state Republican Party grow, too, but she's not as optimistic. She worked at Trump's local headquarters almost every day and says many of the people she met couldn't have cared less which party he represented. They just liked him.
Getting Trump elected was not a Republican election. It was a Trump election.
Local GOP officials say they welcome any Trump supporter into their ranks. Here's Mark Vafiades, the chairman of the Los Angeles County Republican Party.
There are different layers of Trump supporters, and there are many that were never involved in politics. They want to keep on going, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Any disagreements over Trump's policies or actions in the coming months? Well, that's a debate for another day. For the California Report, I'm Mary Plummer in Los Angeles.
Well, as California Trump supporters look at what to do next, it looks like Barack Obama will be in the Coachella Valley post-presidency, at least some of the time. According to the New York Post, his family bought a home in Rancho Mirage. Gerald Ford also lived there post-presidency, and it's home to the Betty Ford Clinic. But beyond presidents, Rancho Mirage is one of the places where Douglas Coupland's classic novel, Generation X, is set. The title ended up being used to describe the post-baby boomer generation, known for irony, skepticism, and music with lots of power chords.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks. Security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Monday, November 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.